USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All nine victims of the Dayton, Ohio massacre died at the hands of the killer. That's according to Montgomery County Coroner Doug Harshenbarger. He also says the toxicology report indicated the shooter had a mix of drug and alcohol in his system when he opened fire in a popular area of the city more than 10 days ago.
A pipe device was found in his pocket with an attached clear plastic baggie that has been determined to contain cocaine. And the assailant's cavity blood sample was found to contain cocaine, alprazolam, and ethanol.
President Trump is holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in New Hampshire. Now, before leaving, the president talks about the economy and says the Fed needs to lower the interest rates.
Jay Powell should be cutting rates because every country all over the world is cutting and we want to stay sort of even. And I don't mind if we're higher, we're better, we're a better credit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed, but that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk, but one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.